From the University of Alaska at College, this is Your University with your host, Steve Sherman.
The University of Alaska is truly unique among institutions of higher education. Within the scope of its resources, the university serves all the public educational needs beyond high school of an entire state, a state of 586,400 square miles. To facilitate this service, to make its resources available to all in Alaska, the university has established 7 community colleges that operate in cooperation with local school districts. It also provides evening class academic offerings at area military bases. Through this system, the University of Alaska now reaches 1 in 20 of all Alaskans. Of our entire population, 1 person in 20 has enrolled with the university this year in either degree courses or non-degree courses. It is a little-known fact that nearly one-half the academic effort of the University of Alaska is conducted elsewhere than on its main campus at college. This is another in a series of programs designed to acquaint you with the university's statewide program. With us is Fred Koshman, resident director of the Juno Douglas Community College. Mr. Koshman, would you give us some idea of the scope of activities at Juno Douglas?
Well, as with all of the community colleges in the state, our offerings are divided into two parts, the credit offerings, and there we give particularly the basic liberal arts subjects for freshman and sophomore years of college, plus a few upper division and even graduate level courses for teachers. We're also running an engineering management master's degree program, which enrolls about 27 or 28 students. Then on the non-credit, in the non-credit area, we right at the moment are particularly working on our business program. Being in Juneau, of course, this is the place where they never have enough stenographers and clerks and so on. So we try to have a good business program and furnish as many of this type of worker as we can. We have a full day program in business as well as, of course, evening courses. Then we offer a great many interest courses and some other vocational courses, although we have not gone into these very extensively. We enrolled a total of 666 people, or had when I left Juneau a day or two ago. Of these, 178 were enrolled in college credit courses, and 488 were enrolled in non-credit courses.
How many faculty members do you have?
Well, we have 4 full-time, 3 full-time teachers plus a librarian, and then we use 28 part-time teachers.
What's the history of Juno Douglas Community College?
Well, it was started in 1956. This was a little bit later than Anchorage and Ketchikan, though before the other community colleges in the state. The first resident director was Dr. Dorothy Novotny, who is still in the state, now works for the State Department of Education. And she left, and I came 4 years ago this summer. I'm starting my 5th year there now.
What is your own personal background?
Well, I'm this fall, it's 31 years since I first came to Alaska. I joined Pioneers Lodge, my wife and I both did, here just a few months back. I came up to teach school here in Fairbanks originally. Later we taught, after we were married, we taught out in the Shumagin Islands. I taught back here at the university just after the war started, Second World War. I was superintendent of schools down in Anchorage for a little while. Then I went to seminary. I was ordained as a Presbyterian minister, served churches in Anchorage and here in Fairbanks. I was out in the state of Washington for a couple years, came back as dean and high school principal at Sheldon Jackson Junior College in Sitka for 8 years, and then moved over to Juneau.
Thank you, Mr. Koshman. Our guest has been Mr. Fred Koshman, resident director of Juneau Douglas Community College of the University of Alaska. I'm Steve Sherman.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the University of Alaska Department of News Service and radio station KUACFM. It's been brought to you by this station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.